Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, and I'm joined right now by our friend Mick Kerr, longtime meteorologist, and of course also a host of Farm Talk and other things. You can hear him normally in the morning, so on our flagship station Inside Agriculture. But we want to know everything about the weather today, Mick. I was at the Midwest Ag Summit today, and people are nervous about this storm tonight. Do they have a right to be nervous tonight?
Well, of course. I mean, we just step outside. Now, right now in Langdon, the dew point temperature is higher than the dew point temperature in Huron. While the airport temperature is about the same, about 90. But it is toasty, it's cooking, it's windy, it's humid, just like Sunday was. And we had some severe thunderstorms, a couple of tornadoes. Thankfully, there on Sunday, what was that, day before yesterday, we did not have any significant damage, but it spawned a couple of tornadoes. So, yes, it is possible to have some stuff here. Now, out in western North Dakota, where all the yesterday and this morning, all the computer models said, by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd have a line of thunderstorms marching eastward. And we look at the radar right now, and what do we see?
Nothing.
There's some showers up in Manitoba, but again, it's the air is just not quite as dynamic and unstable as it is around here. We do have some great potential. I mean, you can just feel it. It's hot. Mm-hmm. And dew point temperatures are in the 70s. It's not sultry like it was, well, I'm going to say the date, and it's a four-letter word, June 20th last year. The folks around southern, southwestern Cass and northern Ransom County pretty nervous about this time of year, and rightfully so. But so it is possible. But right now, things are not developing the way they should have. So maybe it's just a function of timing.
Right.
I was looking at some midday models, and things don't really reach the I-29 corridor or get east of Highway 281 till after midnight. And we thought that they were going to get here by about 10 o'clock. So that's, you know, weather is always surprising, and never. That's why weather meteorologists and forecasters get poo-pooed for their accuracies, because Mother Nature never cooperates.
Right, they don't follow a script. And all this is happening because, well, it's hot today, but we got a cold front moving in. Right?
Yeah.
This is why this is all. I mean, we all kind of get hot. You get a cold front. You get showers, thunderstorms, or whatever it happens to be. And, you know, when you get to June, most of our rain comes from thunderstorms. I did learn one thing from Daryl. Probably heard learn that from you, too. But you get nervous when you start seeing the tornado chasers, like Reed Timmer in our state. He's filling up in Minot earlier today. And so I'm like, oh, God. Last time I saw him was, you know, June 19th and June 20th.
Yeah. And they're out there. They're going to be on YouTube, and they're a pretty good source. Weather Service and the ham radio operators, the Sky Spotters, Skywarn, that's out there. They're out there. But in the world we live in, technology is really kind of superseded and gone beyond what we did 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10, 20, of course, and in the previous century, when we just had people out there and on phones. We thought cell phones and radio ham radios were pretty cool. But yeah, the guys that are live streaming on YouTube, that those are good and fun,
can be good
follow.
Sources. So the biggest thing that I'm kind of getting from this storm, yes, there is the slight possibility or a chance for a tornado, but the biggest thing that I'm seeing is that the winds are going to be strong again. It could be winds and hail could be the main culprits, right?
Always in a thunderstorm, And at this point, we are looking at winds that could gust over 75 miles an hour. That'll do some damage. That'll take an empty grain bin and put it out in the soybean field in pieces. We're looking at potential for 1.5 inches, maybe 2 inches of rain. Somebody could get more, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago in Leola, South Dakota. Oh, it was 10 days ago. Leola, South Dakota got 5 inches because the thunderstorm just sat there. And also northeast North Dakota, Cavalier, and around St. James, and up in northwest Minnesota, thunderstorm just sat there, 2, 2.5, 3 inches of rain. But these are going to be fast moving. And once they get going, and I assume it's just now going to be a little bit later than later than earlier forecast, later than what all of the TV meteorologists have said, it's going to be after midnight, which is a dangerous time for severe weather and thunderstorms because you can't see it coming. And it's probably going to be have a different personality than everybody has been forecasting. There could be some breaks in this line of severe thunderstorms. It still looks pretty bad, but
okay.
Again, I think it's going to take on a different shape, different personality. There could be concentration up in northeast North Dakota. These are being fed by a southerly wind and wind shear aloft. Wind out of the west is what the jet stream is doing. So that's why we have the great potential. Severe Storms Forecast Center said 3 out of 5. And last year, June 20, it was 4 out of 5. So this is not quite as intense, but I wouldn't poo-poo this one at all. It's just going to be kind of a little broken, I think, with heavier stuff northeast North Dakota and far northeast South Dakota and extreme southeast North Dakota. In between, right along I-94, we might catch a break. We'll see. It's a roll of the dice. There's a random component in the atmosphere that will never be mathematically modeled. So it's just the way it is.
Yeah, Mick, I want to ask you this, though. Are we not catching a break, though, because this is getting pushed later? Because if the sun goes down, then it loses some of its energy, or maybe all of its energy. I'm not sure. But it's tougher for the atmosphere to produce, you know, tornadoes or really severe weather once the sun is down, right?
That's the textbook theory, yes.
Okay.
However, we've got a lot of people are familiar with the cap, the thunder, the heat. You need hot air at the surface and cold air aloft. And today, over the last couple of days, not like we have it in July, where we have a atmospheric cap up there at about 35,000 feet, where there's a layer of warm air, you know, hot air rises, and over the course of 3 to 5 days, we develop that layer of hot air up there about 35,000 feet, and it caps. But then at about 2 o'clock in the morning, it cools down enough where thunderstorms shoot through that cap, and we have some wild weather. And that's some of the worst of the stuff that comes through here at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning. Okay. So that's possible. But again, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. It's just not quite behaving like it was forecast to behave.
We got 2 minutes. So is the force field of Fargo going to knock this storm down like it did, like, 2 nights ago or 3 nights
the
ago?
The urban heat island. No, I don't think so. We're going to have some good thunderstorms coming through here, and very likely some good rains. And
okay.
Yeah, we'll have some trees down, wind damage, things like that.
We don't need that.
Nobody needs it.
No, our friends up at Devil's Lake are putting in an order for no rain, if you can do something about that. But I think they're getting rain too, correct? Pretty much.
Correct.
Is most of the state going to get rain with this?
Oh, yeah. It'll be a wall of wild weather working its way west to east, as I like to say, from Winnipeg to Watertown. Everybody's going to get some rain. But earlier... yesterday, I was thinking or looking at some of the computer models, and they were like inch and a quarter. And Sunday, they were saying 2 to 4. So things are kind of shriveling up a little bit and just changing the behavior of this thing. But there will be rain. There will be wind. There will be some hail. And I pray to God that there is not a tornado, but there could be some. But again, like I was saying, this thing is not behaving the way it should. Yet I'm thinking that late afternoon we're going to start seeing things out around Bismarck, and this evening come into the Highway 281 corridor, and then through the overnight move east and across Minnesota.
Is that where it's going to start, around the Bismarck area?
Probably, yeah, or just a little ways west.
Okay.
weird. I think, and you know, who does it? Who hates the hot weather? Raise your right leg.
I've got
yes. Well, it's very potent cold front that's going to come through, and yeah, we're going to have. I think on Thursday, and probably again Saturday, is going to be highs in the upper 60s. Mm-hmm. So this is a very strong cold front, but we're going to get relief, and then for middle of June. A lot of highs in the 60s and 70s below normal temperatures are coming.
Okay, Mick, you know as well as I do, we've got a wall here. So thank you so much for popping on. I appreciate it greatly. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
I hope I explained something.
Yes, you did. That's Farm Talk.